just want to call on Brother Yin to speak to us.
Yeah, it's been very blessed to hear so many testimonies. And we'll have more time on the last Sunday of the month when we will, the young people will take the meeting, and we'll have more opportunity for those who have not testified. But I want to speak particularly to those who think, well, what do I have to testify? I've made blunders, mistakes. My life has been a failure. I think all of us have made mistakes. There's nobody here who has not made a mistake. All of us have failed in some degree or the other. But I want to encourage you. I want to read to you an article of all the places in the Deccan Heaven, written by a Roman Catholic priest. I receive from anybody who has something from God. This is a man who writes. He's a Roman Catholic father. And there's a column in the Deccan Heaven called Oasis. And I came across this story. It says, "Trust God and rise from failure." That's the caption. Trust God, rise from failure. He says there's a story told of a man who was passing by a herd of elephants. He suddenly stopped and observed something strange. He found each elephant tied only by a single rope. He said to himself, "These gigantic creatures can easily break away from the ropes and escape." Seeing the trainer standing close by, he asked, "Why don't the elephants escape?" The trainer replied, "You see, when the elephants are newly born itself, we tie the same rope to its feet regularly. As the years go by and they grow up, they get fixed with the thought that they can never break away from the rope, and so never make an attempt to escape." And he goes on to say, he says, "In our lives too, we never break new ground because we had experienced failure or fallen in the past. We get fixed with the thought, you know, like the elephant, that we can never take the step, the next step, or break away from discouragement. But God invites us to draw strength from Him." The psalmist sings of the power of God in lifting up those who put their trust in Him. "He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God." I was thinking of Quentin going into that mud in our new CFC site. And we took, the builder said, "Take a picture of him." God doesn't take a picture of us when we get stuck. I was reminded of that. But anyway, you know, one of the workers lifted him up. So He lifts us out of the pit. He doesn't take a picture of us. Immediately He's there to lift us out. And he goes on to say, he says, "St. Paul, who went through all kinds of suffering and disappointments, wrote to the Philippians about his firm trust in God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." The great inventor Thomas Alva Edison, credited with the invention of the microphone, the phonograph, the incandescent light, that's a light bulb, the storage battery, talking movies, and more than 1,000 other things, saw a disaster in his life in December 1914. He had worked for 10 long years on a storage battery, but suddenly a massive fire broke out, destroying all the goods and materials for experiments. 3 weeks after the eight fire tenders could not douse the flames. 67-year-old Edison watched the flames calmly. The next morning, looking at the ruins together with his wife and son, he said, "There is great value in disaster. All our mistakes are burned up. Thank God we can start anew. That's what the great Edison said. When all his work was burned up, he says there's great value in disaster. All our mistakes are burned up. Thank God we can start anew. We can be part of the new creation. 3 weeks after the fire, Edison succeeded in inventing the first phonograph. You know, that's the gramophone. Prophet Jeremiah goes on, pronounces the word of God, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Think also of the words of Prophet Isaiah about the power of God. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. And that's something that we can think about. That God turns disaster, our mistakes and our failures, not just for our good. I want you to see a verse that perhaps you've not looked at. I'll ask Sujata to put it up on the screen. It's from Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. Romans 10 and 11, you know, Paul speaks about the Jews, the Israel, having rejected the Messiah, rejected God's plan of salvation. He says, "I'm willing to be cursed. I'm willing to be, my name to be erased for the sake of my countrymen, that they may be saved." And he says, go on there, read it sometime. I wonder if you came across this. He says then, verse 11, "And I say then," is it up there, Sujata? "I say then, they did not stumble so as to fall, did they? May it never be. But by their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make them jealous." In verse 11, I want to underline this for us. "Now if their transgression is riches for the world, and their failure is riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their fulfillment be?" In verse 15, goes on, the Holy Spirit emphasizes, "If their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead?" I hope you get it there. We heard a little while ago about Romans 8:28. God causes all things to work together for good for those who love God, those who are called according to His purpose. What's the catchword there? What's the catchword? God works all things for good for all people. For those who love God. God works everything for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. What I want you to see there, what we read in Romans 11, that by the transgression of the Jews, salvation has come to the Gentiles, to you and me. Their failure and their mistake in rejecting the Messiah, salvation has come to us. And the Holy Spirit emphasizes that. He said, their transgression is riches for the world, and their failure is riches for the Gentiles. So what do I understand from that? That God can turn my mistakes and my failures to make me rich. So, you know, we can think, yeah, then why do I have to bother? You know, that's exactly what Paul says in Romans chapter 9. In the Message Bible, let me read that to you. You know, he says, why does God find fault if that's the case? Why does He still find fault? In the Message Bible it says, are you going to object? So how can God blame us for anything since He is in charge of everything? If the big decisions are already made, what say do we have in it? That's not a statement of love. If we really love somebody, and we know somebody loves us, and that God loves us, we never say that. We never question Him. I don't understand. Jacob I have loved and Esau I have hated. We don't understand God's ways. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts beyond our thoughts. It says in verse 20 in the Message Bible, who in the world do you think you are to second guess God? Do you for one moment suppose any of us knows enough to call God into question? Clay doesn't talk back to the fingers that molded, saying, why did you shape me like this? Isn't it obvious that a potter has a perfect right to shape one lump of clay into a vase for holding flowers, another for a pot for cooking beans? So what I want you to see, that when I know that God loves me and I love God, I will not question Him. I will not take advantage and say, so I can blunder, I can make mistakes, I can live as I like. That's not a statement of love. But if I love God, God is able to take all my mistakes, all my failures, and turn them into riches. That's exactly what He did. When the Jews rejected God's purpose, they made the mistake of rejecting the Messiah. Salvation has come to the world. And like we read in verse 11, by their transgression, it's riches for the world. And by their failure, it's riches for the Gentiles. So, I learn a lot from that. That not only my mistakes and my failures, God can turn it into good. It becomes riches for me. The mistakes and failures of others, that's exactly what happened here. The mistake and failure of the Jews in rejecting Jesus is turned into riches for us Gentiles, for you and me. Bless my heart. So there's no room for discouragement. However much you fail, however many mistakes you've made, whatever it is, if you look back on the past, you think, no, I can't get up and say anything, I can't testify. God can turn your mistakes and your failures into riches for you first and for others, just like He did with the Jews. I hope you're encouraged by that. Because that's exactly what the Holy Spirit says. Their transgression is riches for the world. Their failure is riches for the Gentiles. So when I look at the failures and mistakes of others, I can become more merciful. Like we just sang, I sing of the mercies of the Lord. Not just for the successes, I think about what God has done, praise God for that. But even when I've slipped up and I've made mistakes, our mistakes and failures are stepping stones to success, my brothers and sisters. Like we saw the life of the great inventor, Thomas Edison. Disaster burns up our mistakes. We can start anew. That's the gospel. I can start anew. I can begin anew. It's never too late. And you know, all of us know Romans 8:28. God works everything for our good because we love God. You know the verse preceding that? Anybody knows the verse preceding that? Yeah, tell me, Vishnu. Give him the mic. Oh, what is it that the Holy Spirit says before that? Don't look at your Bible if you carried one.
Those who called, He predestined to
Before that. Before verse 28, verse 27, which hardly any of you perhaps think of. John?
Romans 8.
Which verse? Before Romans 8, 28. What is the Holy Spirit?
Be conformed to the image of His Son.
That is after. Say it loud and clear, Matthew.
Holy Spirit will intercede for us.
That's right. It says here, in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. We do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Are you conscious of that? Groanings too deep for words. If you and I have the Holy Spirit, that's why I say it's important that you are immersed in the Holy Spirit. Not only that He lives in you, but He's upon you so that He can intercede for you. It says with groanings too deep for words, and He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Then it comes. We know That's a continuation. And we know that God causes all things, not some things, all things to work together for our good, because we love Him, we are called according to His purpose, and His purpose is to breed, to conform us to the image of His Son. So I want to leave that thought with you. At the end of it, what does it mean? I stop using a fine-tooth comb first on myself. You know, some women use a fine-tooth comb to take out any nits or lice. But we can do that, you know, on ourselves. We use a fine-tooth comb, you know, always looking inside. Or we can use, like what Jesus said, the Pharisees use the strainer to strain out the gnat, and they swallow the camel. And that's what we can do with ourselves. We can have a fine-tooth comb, we can have a strainer and use it on ourselves, and then we use it on others. So when we see the failures and mistakes of others, that's why we may not say anything because of what is preached in CFC. We have our own opinions, judgmental opinions. We cannot bear with others, particularly those who live with us 24/7. So I want to encourage us, my brothers and sisters, the mistakes that your partner makes, the failures of your partner, is for your good, for your riches, for you. First, remember that, dear husbands. Be a little more merciful toward that one who lives with you. The Holy Spirit says, live with her in an understanding way, because she's a weaker vessel, because she's a woman. God speaks to my heart. I'm not preaching something to you. God speaks to my heart. Be more merciful. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. And when I taste of God's mercy in my life, when I see that I can break free, that elephant could break free from the rope, but it had a mindset, I can't break free. I've failed so many times. I made mistakes, the same mistakes so many times. I can't break free. That's a mindset that we have to reject, my brothers and sisters, if we belong to the new creation. I can break free. And our mistakes and our failures will contribute to us making rich. To me becoming rich, to you becoming rich first, then you can make others rich also. I hope this encourages you as it encouraged my heart. I don't have to dwell on my mistakes and my failures. God will turn them into riches, like we saw in Romans chapter 11. Their transgression is riches for the world, their failure is riches for the Gentiles. So how much more? They rejected the Messiah. They rejected the Son of God, and all the other mistakes that you and I make and we see others make is not even an iota of that. But God can turn that and make us rich. So I hope we have something to look forward to as we enter a new year. We complete one generation soon. We not dwell on our mistakes anymore. I hope you go away from here. And next time you see that elephant when you pass through the forest with that rope, it can break free, but it's brought up with that mindset. We can break free from failure and discouragement. Amen. Not in our own strength, but the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you. We just thank you that you love us so much that you can turn our mistakes and our failures, that they contribute to making us rich. And in the same way, Lord, we can make others rich. So help us to be merciful to one another, especially those we live with, and merciful to our brothers and sisters. Thank you that you do really work everything, not just for our good, but for our best, because we love you. And we pray that this afternoon you pour fresh into our hearts the love of God through the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all we have heard, and to bless us and lead us on as a church in the coming years. From glory to glory, Lord, we ask in your name. Amen.